So thanks for Dave, WADW, and helping out there and getting things priced and that from the club stuff and doing all that he did to figure out what prices we should be selling these things at. Some of these we sold below what we were looking for originally, but we had a quorum there with the three of us there of the board, or elected officials there, so we made executive decisions. We didn't want to come back home with it or have to put it in people's barns or garages or basements or whatever. So whatever we could unload, we if it was a fair offer, we took it basically. So just to get rid of some of those things out. Yesterday it turned out to be a really long day for me. I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We left at about 5:15 to be up in Cadillac at 7. I got back home about 3:30 in the afternoon. changed clothes, grabbed some additional clothes, drove an hour over to Ovid. My son-in-law's was racing in his first race of this year out at Owosso Speedway. So by the time the race was over, we spent 45 minutes trying to get out of the parking lot. And by the time we drove back, we had to go to my daughter's house to pick up my wife's car. So once we had to wait for them because her purse was in my daughter's vehicle. So we had to wait for them to get back to the house so she could get her purse to drive home. So when all said and done, I finally hit bed at 1:35 in the morning. Been up since 4 on Saturday morning. I got in bed at 1:35 this morning. So it was a long day. I don't like too many of those anymore. It's kind of getting tough to handle those long days like that. So, and like I was saying, we got yard work today to get things cleaned up before rain's coming. That. So with that, Rick, I'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round.
Well, thank you there, Ron. Next, we'll go to NAERL, and then we'll do a standby before going to Howard. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KCBOA.
My wife and I took a trip up north this weekend and got a chance to look at the, I guess, the fallout from the ice storm. Looks like there's been a lot of cleanup. You can tell going up the expressway and coming back, a lot of, I guess, sawdust next to the freeway. So there must have been a lot of crews out there cleaning up the mess. But yeah, there's still you can see a lot of the aftermath. Back to you, Rick, at ADRL.
Well, thank you, Dave. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Please call now. KC8BOA.